hometown, lovely Jersey City, New Jersey. That's where we're based. Our studios and offices here in Jersey City. That's where Jeremiah and I sit as we talk to you now.
Lovely Jersey City.
And in the home that your donations bought us, oh, those many years ago, which have lent us a great deal of stability, a degree of stability that few ever imagined we would attain.
It is amazing. And, see what happens when people can come together?
Yeah. At 1-800-989-9368, you can participate in that. You can go on the website at WFMU.org, become part of our congregation right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. We're online at WFMU.org. Hey, thanks a lot for sitting in with me, Jeremiah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's been my pleasure.
And thanks to everybody who's pledged. Keep pledging and keep listening right here to WFMU. Dave DeSpaz is here with you. Aren't you lucky?
I gotta make a phone call. Who shall I say I'm bringing?
I'll spell it for you.
Go ahead.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
Doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you? Stop, Dave.
Looks left, He's so ugly, can't stand to see yourself. See the monkey ride a mule.
See the monkey ride a mule.
See that monkey ride a mule.
See the monkey ride a mule.
Oh, if you don't hop to it, oh, what's that monkey ride a mule?
See the monkey ride a mule.
See the monkey ride a mule.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
We'll be right back. blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
One of the things that we dreamed up in the South, which we never got near to the White House, not only to the chair, you know, but we did see the president once. I remember that, the train he was on. I don't know whether he's in there or not, but the flags was on. He went through the state where I live, and they said, that's the president's train. I said, oh, that's wonderful. Once in a while, we see the plane come over, you know, and the president's in the plane because you see the big flag on the side of the plane. You know? That's wonderful. So I got to play this. This is another request, and ladies and gentlemen, for a fact, I like this number very much. But don't get confused, because I plays it like I play the blues. I don't play it like the fellow that wrote it. I don't know who wrote it, and I didn't ask nobody. I just liked it, and I play it the way I play it. And the mistakes, you know, if you want to play the blues, anybody in here that want to learn how to play the blues, I'll tell you the best way to do. The first thing you do is to go to a real music teacher and learn the right way first. That's the first thing you do. Then the next thing you do, after you leave there, you show that you know the right thing to do. Then after you leave him, then do everything wrong from what that we told you to do, and then you play in the blues. That's right. Sound funny the way I'm saying it, but it's true, because practically if you don't make blue notes, and I don't think music teaches you blue notes. I think they teaches you the right way and the perfect way to play and the right things you're supposed to make. But some of them things just don't fit what I'm singing here. If I'd make one of them, one of us would be wrong, me and the guitar one. So I don't make that. I just make something that the guitar is used to doing and I'm used to singing by, you know? That's the way I do it. This is the thing.
Thank you. It's WFMU, where rockin' is our business. Well, rockin' is part of our business. We do a lot of things here. But rockin' is like a... I don't know.
It's a wholly owned subsidiary of WFMU.
Yes, Rockin' is a wholly owned subsidiary of WFMU. That's Gaylord Fields over there on the other side of the glass.
And that's Matt Fibash on the regular side of the glass.
I am on the regular
side of the glass. On the half-empty side of the glass.
We're the Treniers, with Rockin' is our business.
Hey, one of the Treniers once accused my wife of having no hair under her wig. And she had plenty of hair under her wig.
Wow. Was it in the context of a song about a bald-headed woman?
It just happened to have been.
As a matter of fact.
It was actually online at the Piggly Wiggly. No, it was...
We're Big Bill Brunzi doing Glory of Love, and we heard some of the stage patter, which I thought you ought to hear. This is from the LP, Live in Amsterdam, 1953. That's one of the prizes we're going to be giving away at the top of the hour. Pledge $20 or more, get in the running for that one. And at the top of the set from my premium from this year, There Are No Words, Volume 2, an instrumental, a three-bass hit, Christian McBride, featuring old heads Ray Brown and Milt Hinton.
Wow.
A three-bass trio performing a tune called Splanky, which is part of the Count Basie repertoire. I will say that this CD also has Count Basie on it doing Green Onions.
Interesting, Count Basie doesn't play bass.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, considering the three bass.
I believe song. The bass player for the upper crust goes by Count Basie. You know, because they're all
Yes,
yeah.
Men of high breeding.
So, Gaylord Fields, tell them what's going on here. It's the WFMU fundraising marathon.
Right.
They call it.
Yeah, it's the marathon.
Yeah, I'm still the new guy. I'm still figuring out the terminology.
Well, I start back at square one because I left these hallowed airwaves.
That's right, yeah, yeah. All your archive shows wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
Starting over again.
Yep, yeah. An AI DJ just replaced them all.
Sure, yeah.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much younger.
Hey, listen, it's coming for all of us.
Yeah, and
but in the meantime,
yes, until that inevitability,
until then.
You can support human programmed radio, as humanly programmed and misprogrammed as radio can be.
Yes, we got a phone number. You can actually call on the analog phone at 800-989-9368. Or, like most people do, if you want to be a square like everybody else, you can pledge on the web at WFMU.org. So we got three prizes in all. We got the Big Bill Brunzi live LP that we heard a little snippet of. We got this incredible Long John Hunter collection from Norton Records.
Oh, gosh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one. No record collection should be without it.
My record collection should be with two of them, but
yes.
I can't win.
Yeah.
Not eligible.
That is a compact disc, folks. So I guess if you're getting in it to win a prize, maybe make a note like I don't have a CD player or whatever, so that we don't give you something that you can't use. Although, you know, you could give it to your mom or something,
Or give it to a friend who can download it and take off. What do you call that when you
use
take something off a CD? And you take the music and you put it on another thing?
That's called rip.
That's right.
Rip.
If you have a friend who's a rip-off artist,
yes,
and they'll hook you up.
Jack the Ripper. So we got the Big Bill Brunzi. We got the Long John Hunter CD.
And the regular-sized. You got big and long.
Yeah,
and
big, long, and then regular-sized. Well, no, the our grand prize, also not regular-sized. It's a big, beautiful... two LP set from $75 Bill.
Holy cow.
Who are not a blues act per se, but certainly have some of the sound that fits into this show, some of that droney. It's got I hear a little bit of Mississippi Hill Country blues in it, and a lot of that African desert, like the sort of Tuareg
thing,
guitar
yeah.
music. It's got that beautiful, rolling, sort of nasty electric guitar tones.
Yeah, if you love the blues and all the music that came from the blues, this will make a fine addition to your LP collection.
I played this recently for an old friend of mine who was visiting, staying with us, who doesn't really... He has a hard time listening to music, generally, like music with lyrics.
Right.
Or songs, really. You know, he said...
verse-chorus kind of
He's more into listening to, like, droney stuff. And I said, well, you know, you might like... I played this $75 Bill record for him, and he's crazy for it. And you will be, too. A pledge of $75 or more gets you in the running to win that grand prize at the end of the show. But let's start out by hearing, let's hear something from that Long John Hunter CD. And we'll hear some more music after that, because you don't want to hear nothing but us talking for an hour. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more, even though you don't want us to, and we don't particularly want to, because we have to, because it's time to raise money for WFMU.
Yep.
800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Here is Long John Hunter.
I talked with Mother this morning. Mother talked with the judge. I couldn't be a eavesdropper, you know. Understood they would. She said, I need $100. You know I do. You know I need $100. Just a cold mile, my baby gone. You know, me and my little girl got up this morning. She said she wanted to freeze the deal. Told her ice by looking, baby. Feed my eyes myself, baby, I just need $100. I say I need. You know I need $100. Just a gold mine, my baby bone. You know I left your mother standing, baby, in a doorway crying. Come begging and feeling down. This treat your little girl of mine. I said, well, I need $100. All I need. And all I need $100. Just go, my baby bone. I need that $100. You know my old lady come telling about, wanna talk for an hour.
Gonna go to Red Cross if you know. Gonna stack a Red Cross out. I told her all I need, $100. And all I need, they said I had $100. I was going to go my baby farm.
heard a little snippet from our grand prize, the $75 bill, I Was Real double LP. That was the last part of a three-part suite, which comprises side three of the album. And we sounds like we got a lively scene in the phone room Gaylord.
Oh, yeah, Matt Fiveash. People are actually calling the phone number, which is 800-989-9368. The few, the intrepid, the people who still use telephone.
Yes, one of the few phone numbers that I still have memorized.
Yeah, I know no one's phone number anymore.
I still remember like some of my grade school friends' phone numbers.
Yeah, I can tell you Greg Howard, my first grade best friend, his phone number.
I had a good friend in I think maybe fourth or fifth grade, whenever that Tommy Two-Tone song was a big hit.
Right.
And his number was 876-0359.
Wow, how singable is that?
Yeah.
And his name was not Jenny.
Yeah, but you know they did get a few calls for Jenny.
Wow, close enough.
You can imagine. This was back when you could still make crank calls. There was no Star 69 or anything like that. At any rate, what did we just hear? Oh yes, right, $75 bill. I told you about that. We heard One String Sam with "I Need $100." That's self-explanatory, I guess. And at the top of the set, Long John Hunter with "Ride With Me, Baby" from that Norton ooh-wee, pretty baby wild early Border Town rhythm and blues comp. El Paso Rock. We got some people to thank there,
Gaylord? We most certainly do.
All right.
A few in-house pledges, by the way. Joe McGasco, the man who is counting the money, who's in that big vault, but he doesn't get to swim like Scrooge McDuck until we get to our pledge.
Until we get enough actual coins.
Yes.
You're welcome to send coins in the mail, too. Like every... We should give out the mailing address just so that people can send, like, $100 bills.
I know what that is.
How is that not part of our pitching? Anyway.
Yeah, we need to fish in every pond.
Thank you, Joe McGasco. He handed me the pledge card in haste because he was in a hurry to get out of here and said, oh, just make up a comment for me. But I'm sorry, Joe. I'm busy. Well, and I won't put words in your mouth.
Well, maybe he can share Irwin's comment.
Oh, here
which
it
is,
comes.
Baby, please don't go.
Oh, that's his...
That's his comment for his pledge.
That would have been his platitude for me.
Yes.
Had I pledged to his show.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Which, of course, I did.
Of course you did. One hand washes the other. Log rolling at its finest here on WFMU. And we are not ashamed. We put our money literally where our mouths are. Oh, I'm not supposed to give full names here, so I'll just say Slaybach has pledged.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
He says Penny is wearing fingerless leather gloves because they're members of the Warren Storm fan club.
Oh, of course, yes.
Of course.
Yes. She's got the bouffant too.
Oh, yes. Piled high. and even got, I don't know which one of them is growing the little stash, the beautiful, like, pencil stash. Yeah.
Why not both?
That's true.
Yeah.
Porque no los dos.
Thank you, MNP.
Ah, Stuart from London.
Ah.
Ah. Man. Saying he would love to hear some Blind Willie McTell Statesboro Blues in some future thing.
I can get with that. I think I may have played that on the show before.
Yeah.
I definitely played a lot of Blind Willie McTell.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that, a blues show where they play Blind Willie McTell.
Yeah, what kind of crazy outside-the-box thing are you doing here?
You know, people say how weird FMU is.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about FMU a lot over the past couple of weeks because every year we have to go on the air and we just sort of walk around knowing that we love WFMU and what it means to us. But sometimes we have to articulate it for people who might not just automatically know or who aren't already WFMU DJs. And it occurs to me that as the world just gets more like awful and transactional and apocalyptic, it's the world. It's everything out there that's weird. Like,
yeah.
FMU is normal.
Yeah, we're doing what we've always done. The world has just shifted in this very bizarre way. And we are just keeping it exactly the way we did when we started this madness.
That's right.
Also many years
ago. So they're the ones who are weird.
Yeah.
Not us.
Exactly. We are normal, and we want our free form.
This is what I was thinking yesterday. All day I was listening to FMU. And then Music of Mind Control came on, and I was like, well, you know what?
Okay.
Actually, this is like the weirdest goddamn radio station on the planet. The point being that WFMU is all of these things.
Exactly.
You know, rocking is our business, but like a lot of other things are our business.
But playing the music of religious cults is also our business.
Yes, it is.
It's art.
Playing the music of religious cults is what we do.
Yes. Some other people. Robert in Tinton Falls, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Tinton. Like Trenton.
Like
you say Tinton. You say Trenton, Tinton, Booton. Yes. Got to get your New Jersey glottal stop going.
Yeah, I'm working on
it. Yeah, you've got a ways to go. Oh! Wendy Del Formaggio.
Hey, Wendy.
Who is soon to make her WFMU debut, I think this upcoming Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right? On the Give the Drummer Radio stream.
Yes, exactly.
Correct? Yeah.
I think it's on Mondays 3 to 6 p.m., I believe is right, or 3 p.m. to something.
Okay.
Yeah, and she has pledged. Who else? Oh, Andrew. And where's Andrew from?
Booton.
So we need Trenton. And then we got Tinton Falls and we got Booton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, Trenton.
Yes. And Kaylee from Alphington. That's in Australia.
Alphington.
It's in the state of Victoria in Australia. So happy Thursday to you.
Victoria.
Yes.
Victoria.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Victoria.
Land of Hope and Gloria. Oh, our pal JS-G.
Oh, thank you. Hey, all right, Jay.
Says, yes, pledging the Lord Gay Matt Fieldash. Because he's a funny guy. Says, thank you, Jay.
That's what they called me in grade school.
Oh, there they did. And be like these people. Pledge. Be in the running for some fabulous prizes. And just help out WFMU. A $75 pledge gets you There Are No Words, Volume 2.
That's right. It also gets you a T-shirt, I believe.
Yes.
And it gets you in the running for our grand prize, the $75 Bill album. The conveniently named band, $75 Bill. $75 gets you in the running.
It's almost as if you plan these things instead of just kind of like fall into them haphazardly, if you're like me.
Now, Gaylord, I want to say, I've said this before, I said it last week. I understand that a lot of people are struggling right now. And if you really just simply can't afford, you don't have the extra scratch, that's okay. You know, I pat you on the shoulder. I tell you that you're absolved. But now I tell everybody else that they've got to step up. If they've got the $10 a month lying around, we're all in this together. So you know, help subsidize your fellow listeners who maybe can't afford to give this year. And then if you're, if you're somebody who listens every week and you can afford it, but you're just not giving because you're cheap, this next song is dedicated to you. So call in WFMU.org online. Call 800-989-9368. And this one goes out to all the cheapskates out there.
Ain't that Zeke sitting over there? Zeke, you dirty so-and-so. I want to talk to you, Zeke. You ain't no good. And I ain't no refrigerator. I can't keep nothing. Pay attention to me. Now listen, old man, you and me been friends a long time. And up to now, we've been getting along just fine. But there's a few little things I gotta pull your coat about. And you pay attention to me and we ain't gonna fall out. Now I work nights and I think you've been very kind. Coming over staying with my wife all the time. But must you use my razor blades? Buy some, they only a dime. Do you call that friendship? And stop doing them little dirty tricks like jamming a chair against the door. You kept me out last night till 4:30. I know you didn't mean no harm, but that's enough to make anybody sore. Do you call that friendship? Now what about that night you came and took my wife to the show? I asked her what movie she saw, and she said she didn't know. I told you she couldn't see so good, so don't sit back that far no more.
Ain't no good.
That's right, Zeke, you ain't no good. Now I don't get mad like the average cat would do. When she buys me one shirt and she buys you two. But when she feeds you chicken and steak and give me Irish stew, use a lizard in the bushes. That's what you are. That's what you are. And you stop feeding her that candy, sweet stuff to eat. That jive is making her talking asleep. She kept me awake all last night, mumbling your name, saying, "Sure is sweet." You ain't no friend of mine, Zeke. You ain't no friend of mine. But I tell you, Zeke, I'm real happy. I'm happy as can be. About that big insurance policy you and my wife took out on me. But what's all that arsenic doing around the house? That's what I can't see. Zeke, you're trying to poison me. That's what you're doing. You're trying to poison me. And what about that night I came home and caught that lipstick on your face? And you and my wife broke up the furniture, wrestling all over the place. And you told me you was playing cowboy and Indian, and you with Chief Rain in the face. You don't look like no Indian to me, but I'm gonna scalp you. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna scalp you. And even when we went on our honeymoon, the bellboy told me you rented the very next room. I know you're my friend, but I didn't want to see you that soon. Don't don't you never speak to me no more, see? Do you call that friendship?
Thank you.
800-989-9368. Pledge online, WFMU. Break down, honey. Give us some of that money. Executive there. Money, that's what I want. That's what we want. You know what to do. 800-989-9368. Pledge online, WFMU. We heard Django Reinhardt with an instrumental imaginatively titled Boogie Woogie. That's on my premium There Are No Words, Volume 2. And for all you cheapskates who can afford it but still don't pledge, we heard Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5. Timpani.
Yes.
5. With Friendship. Gaylord Fields.
Matt Five Ash.
What do we got going on in the phone room?
A lot of
there?
Lovely people pledging, taking that appeal to support their fellow person and
wonderful.
Pledge for those who can, pledge for those who can't. Each one teach one.
Each one teach one.
Yes. And you can teach at the number 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. And got some people to thank here.
All right.
Stephen L. from Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mark G. from, I don't even know how to pronounce this place. Is it Lothian? Lothian?
Leviathan.
Leviathan. That's what he's got to call it. Maryland.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Always a pleasure. Oh, Lothian Man is how he's known.
That's right.
Yes. Brett from Madison, Connecticut. Fan of both of us.
Oh, wow.
I know.
What a weirdo.
I know. Wow, why? Yeah, Tom from Austin, Texas.
All
says,
right. Andy Breckman country.
And his quote is, and I hope I can do my best, I want to hear that.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's the best Jerry McCain falsetto I've ever heard.
Ah, Polly and Ted Pinochle.
Hey, I know them.
Yeah, they're throwing you some of their beer money.
Thank you.
Wow, their beer money could just end this marathon. From the way those... I told too much. I've said too much about Polly and Ted. Matt C. from Basking Ridge.
Basking Ridge.
In the glory of WFMU and Weekly Road Blues. Wilson from South Orange. Oh, he has a lot to say, so I'll just skip the part that says WFMU is the greatest radio station on earth. These things are sticking. Bill G, the fine artiste, has made a...
Bill, yes. I forgot to put the image up on the playlist, although it is on last week's playlist if you go to WFMU.org. Bill Graff, amazing graphic designer who's designed most of the covers for most of my CD premiums. Just incredible. You know, the first time he did it, I had a meeting with him at a bar, of course.
Oh, yes.
Talking about, I want to do this. I had a somewhat complicated... a graphic concept, and I said, Bill, I mean, do you think you can swing this? And he just looks at me, he goes, I can do anything.
Yeah, you want that kind
of
confidence.
And he really
It's in the bag with Bill G.
So pledge for all the great graphic artists who do all this amazing pro bono work.
Yeah, for nothing, yes. Yeah. Amazing artists. Greg G. from Buffalo, New York. Also big fans of both of us for some reason.
Yeah. That makes two.
Andrew from Booton, a different Booton pledge. Booton is back in the house.
Wait, a different Booton in another
Booton.
State?
No, this is the same Booton,
another
person from Booton.
Okay. Yeah. Booton, Iowa.
Yeah.
They pronounce it Boonton there.
Richard L. from Brooklyn. My household has the permanent blues, mostly good, rarely bad, but when we're here, we're always glad. Yes.
Groovy.
Yeah. And Thomas from Philadelphia. A very generous pledge.
That's not our own Thomas S., is it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
It's a different Thomas.
All right. Well, thanks anyway, Thomas S. I love you just the same. All right, let's hear a little more from some of the prizes we're going to give away, and then we'll come back in a few minutes, and we'll just give away everything. What do you think, Gaylord?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. 800-989-9368 is the telephone number. WFMU.org is the electric typewriter TV screen address. Here's Long John Hunter again, getting the running to win this by pledging $20 or more. All right, we're running out of time, so we're gonna fade down this $75 bill track. It's on our grand prize, the $75 bill, 2 LP set, I Was Real. Beautiful package. What do you call this kind of this rough?
Is it like matte?
Yes.
Matte. No, I'm saying matte. What do you call it?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And who's on first? I don't know. Third base.
I don't know. What's on second? It's a good radio sight gag. But look at this beautiful gatefold sleeve with photographs. Just a great $75 bill. It's these two guys, Che Chen and Rick Brown, basically.
Yeah.
But then they're joined by all kinds of other musicians, some of whom are sort of FMU adjacent characters. Anyway, you got a few more minutes to pledge $75 or more, get in the running for that. And $20 or more will get you one of the other two prizes we're giving away in a few minutes. That'll be the Long John Hunter CD and the Big Bill Brunzi Live LP. Hey, you know what this music means?
Oh, things are winding up here.
Jeez. Becky, I didn't cue up your theme song.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna do it right now. God damn it! While Gaylord talks, gives you out the phone number and thanks some people.
Okay, we thank David in Brooklyn for pledging. Nice thing to do. And I think it's time to give away some of them prizes.
Yeah, give them all away.
Yeah, everything gets given away.
Everything
okay.
Must go.
Okay, so let's give away first the it'll be the Long John Hunter Ooh Wee Pretty Baby, and the Ooh Wee Pretty Baby in this case is Wilson.
Wilson, you pretty baby, you're gonna enjoy that.
Ah, and then we have the Big Bill Brunzi, and that goes to Thomas from Philadelphia.
All right, Thomas.
And then
please enjoy. And pick one of the big money cards for the $75 bill.
Wait, got one last pledge to go in. Katie. Katie G, we know her, plays violin.
Katie.
Yes. Friend of Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise.
Yes, fellow member of the Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia.
Yes, calls you the bassist with the mastest. Okay, it actually says mostest, but we know what we mean.
Yes.
And the winner of the... sorry, not eligible.
No.
Not eligible. someone will win.
Let's see if this makes the CD skip like it does in Studio A.
Yes, we have a winner. Lothian Man.
Wow. That's right, folks. All we want is 60 minutes of your love. Your